listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
That's right, you are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. And I'm ready. We got a great show going on today. What I'm going to be doing is what I call Free for All Friday, where I answer all listeners' questions who emailed me from previous shows in response to them, or have general relationship questions or any other stuff going on. And that's what we're doing today. And by the way, if you would like to email me and send a question or a response to some of my listeners, what they have to say, you can find me at the homepage website here on LA Talk Radio, the number one talk radio station in the country, in the world, actually, latalkradio.com. Of course, you're tuned in. You're on there already. You can just click on channel one and then scroll down to Dr. Michelle, and that's me. You can find me at all those links. If you want to email me, yeah, that's there too. It's docmichelle@AOL.com, docmichelle@AOL.com. That's the link here to the show. If you want to ask any relationship questions or personal stuff going on with you, I'd love to hear from you. And again, I'm going to be responding to listeners who've already asked me questions on my email address. Also, my website is drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com. Find out what I'm about, which is basically change your thoughts and change your life and change your behavior and positive thinking. And you know what? There are ways to detox the drama from your life as well. Yeah, get all those drama makers out from your life and make your life better and be, you know, a little more down to earth so you can be peaceful and have a good time. Not always stressed out, you see. That's what I'm talking about. By the way, let me establish that you and I do not have a therapeutic relationship. It's just a show where we have advice and, you know, suggestions and hopefully some entertainment, because I got some doozies today. I got some real great questions from folks. Kind of entertaining, and I'm not making fun of you, believe me. I am not. I'm not saying, whoa, boy, this person's whacked out. I'm saying these are some general problems, and I'm going to talk about them today because I think a lot of us can identify with them. And I say us because been there, done there a lot. Okay? So let me get rocking here with the first question, and this is from Katie. Dear Dr. Michelle, I've started dating again after being dumped by my boyfriend of 2 years. All right. I'm kind of out of practice with this dating thing and do not know how to make myself interesting after the first several dates. Can you give me some great questions to ask guys who I've dated several times to actually get to know them better? Okay. Yeah. I mean, hopefully you got it down with, you know, the first couple of dates. You just generally, you know, have small talk. Talk about yourself, how you met, what you liked about that person. If you did an online dating thing, what attracted you to them on their profile? Or if a friend, you know, fixed you up, or if you met them in a bar, a club, or whatever. You know, what attracted, general stuff. Sounds like you've got it down, Katie. Sounds like you're cool with that. And it sounds like you're dating several people. So good for you, too. Hey, kudos. It's hard after you've been with somebody for 2 years and they dump you. It's hard to get out again and start, you know, kind of feeling okay about yourself, but good for you. Here's some good questions, though, that I wrote down you might ask. These are kind of bizarre, but after you've dated him several times, you can start to say, I have some really things I was thinking of to ask you. You won't come off like a weirdo, I don't think. So you can ask them things like, what made you laugh the hardest in your entire life? What is like the funniest thing to you in the whole world? Because that way you're getting a taste of their sense of humor. So that's kind of an idea, Katie. And you can, you know, expand on that. And why was it so crazy and funny to you? You know, you don't have to be their therapist. But open-ended questions are great. What was the funniest thing that made you laugh in your entire life? I mean, that's always a fun question. Because, you know, the person has to think and go, wow, of all the crazy times they've had, it lightens the mood, you know? Also, along that line, kind of what's your favorite childhood memory? What is your favorite childhood memory? What are the coolest things you can remember when you were a kid? What were the most fun things that you really liked to do when you were a kid? And as you get to know somebody, they'll talk about their childhood and stuff. And hopefully they had a good one. Hopefully they can glean some positive things from their childhood memories. So, you know, what's your favorite childhood memory is always a good thing to ask. Or what are some of the great things that you remember when you were a kid that you used to do that were the funnest? And do you still do any of those things as an adult? Because we need to be kids sometimes as adults. That way you can also get information about their childhood and their upbringing and how they kind of perceive themselves, right? Just open that door a little bit. And another cool question that I wrote down, which I think is always interesting, is, of course, what's your favorite movie in the whole world or movies and why? That's kind of like one. And then if your life was turned into a movie, what actor would play you? Okay, so this is very psychological, because what you're doing is you're kind of getting a point of view of who they identify with. See, if a guy says Brad Pitt, then damn, they have some really high self-esteem. You see what I'm saying? If they say Woody Allen, then then you can say, whoa, this dude really thinks he's kind of a nerd. Unless he thinks he's a comedic genius, which Woody Allen is, I think. But you get more information about who they identify with, because they're going to pick actors that would play them in their life. Kind of a cool question. I don't know. You may think it's really weird, but I like it. I always like that question. These are great questions psychologically to ask people, too, when you're getting to know them. Another cool question when you really get to know them a little more is, if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do? You can find out if they're a pervert, Katie. Where would you go and what would you do? Where would you go and what would you do? You can find out if they're suspicious of others. You see what I'm saying? Get a lot of information about who these people are. These are thought-provoking questions. I thought these were kind of cool. Another cool one is, if you could have dinner with any three people from any time, fictional or non-fictional, who would they be? Who would they be and why? You see what I'm saying? This way you can get an idea of who these people think are really interesting and why. You know, then you can kind of see if you're on the same page with them. You know, most people will say Einstein, you know, right? Or Sigmund Freud, or I don't know. A lot of people will say these geniuses are, you know, right? Or Tiger Woods. I love to hang out with Tiger Woods. He's my kind of guy. Then you know what you're getting into. Another good question, this is later, is like, this is usually always around like Halloween or costume time, though. You can always say, what do you like to dress up as, or what has been your favorite Halloween costume? Because, you know, what we wear is masks. What we would, you know, put on our bodies is sort of like our other ego. What we'd like to be. You know, it's Halloween. It's the great time for ladies to dress up real sexy and look nasty. And it's an excuse to be the naughty maid outfit. That's the other part of who they really like to be. So you can always ask a guy, you know, what's your favorite Halloween costume? What do you like to dress up as? You know, if he says like a vegetable, then you're like, oh my God, why would you want to be a carrot? What's up with that? You know. All right, just some suggestions. You get some ideas about, I hope I helped you, Katie. Just get some different questions going on out there. Get them stimulated. You can learn a lot about somebody by, you know, asking them open-ended questions that reveal parts about who they are. All right? Not just, you know, what's your favorite color? Where do you like to go on vacation? That's, you know, we're getting past the three dates here. All right? All right, let's move on. Next question. By the way, if you would like to call in today, you can do so. If you have a question or problem or want to respond to any of my email listeners who I'm helping out today on Free for All Friday, you can call me at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And by the way, this is Dr. Michelle. You're officially on the couch with me, as you are every time this weekday. Friday. You can download the show as well if you'd like to, you know, hear it again, getting a little advice and also entertainment from some of the great questions I have today from my email listeners. And here we go. This is Lizzie. Dear Dr. Michelle, I've been married for almost 5 years. I had my son when I was 18 and then got married the next year when I was 19. My husband and I have had our fair share of ups and downs. There have been several things in the past that he's done that have hurt me very badly. I know he's cheated on me. Also, he used to have anger management problems and would yell at me very aggressively. He even locked me outside of our house a couple of times when we would get into intense arguments. He would throw things. He never hit me. In the last year, we separated twice, but always wound up making up. However, I've never truly forgiven him for some of the rage things he's done and for cheating on me. I don't think I love him anymore, and I have no desire to sleep with him. I fake it every day. I try so hard to get my heart back into our marriage, but I just don't feel it anymore. I want to tell him how I've been feeling, but I'm fearful that he'll get angry and this will backfire on me. I don't want to be married to him anymore. I'm 24 years old, and I just want to experience some of life on my own with my son and have peace in my life. I want a divorce, but I need to be very peaceful, and I'm worried about how he's going to handle it. Do I approach him and tell him how I'm feeling? Yeah, you got to keep it real. Got to be real careful, though, when you're dealing with someone who has anger problems. You said that he doesn't hit you or has never done that, but he throws things and is yelling. You know, you guys have a lot of issues, and sounds like you've tried to work through them. Sounds like you've been back and forth and back and forth, and you've forgiven him sort of, but you haven't. And I'm glad to hear that your son's best interests are, you know, number one. That's number one. You said you want a good home life for your son. It's probably not been healthy for your son. I don't know how old is he. I can't see how. You don't tell me how old you are here, but I don't know how old your son is. It seems probably. Oh, okay. You're 24 now, so you've been with this guy for 6 years, and you've been married to him for 6 years, so I don't know, maybe your son is 6 years old, 5 years old, around that. But it's really unhealthy to have a guy who's screaming and yelling all the time, especially at you. I don't know if he screams or yells at the son, your son, but that's definitely not okay if he can't manage it. So, you know, look, I wouldn't broach the subject unless you're absolutely sure that you really want to divorce him. You know, I wouldn't, you got to really think about it. Get some counseling. Maybe if you have a pastor or a rabbi or whoever, sit down and talk with a counselor, ask some friends. Because if you just tell him that you're no longer in love with him, he's probably going to act out in rage. Unless you promise to stay. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you want to stay in control. You've got to keep cool. You don't want to react to him. So what I would say is see a therapist with him. Try to work it out with a therapist. If you can't work it out, in front of a therapist, I would tell him how you feel about his rage and his cheating and really how you feel. And let the therapist be the medium or go between and let you both, encourage you both to talk appropriately and just, you know, the therapist will observe his rage. I'm sure he will probably show some of that in the session if you are going to be telling him honestly how you feel. Anyway, I just think you should prepare yourself for the worst. Even if you graciously approach the subject and say, I cannot have anger and screaming and yelling in my life anymore. I've tried to work this out. It's very difficult for me. I don't know if I can trust you. And just be honest. Make sure to prepare yourself for the worst. Like I said, line up a place for you and your son to stay. Well, you can get on your feet. Maybe that's the best thing to do. I just, this thing about his violence and his anger, although he's never hit you and he throws things, kind of scares me a little bit. So that's just a red flag for me. So I would get a therapist and then I'd get an attorney. If you really want to go through with this. If you're definitely sure, you might talk to some other people first. Like I said, you're a clergyman or whatever. Good friends. Okay. Oh, this just came in on my email. Okay. She's responding to the first listener's question. We were just talking about things to ask guys when you're first getting to know them. Doc Michelle, what are some questions I could ask this guy who I've been seeing for about 2 months? I'd like to get to know him better. We're getting closer. But what kind of things should I want to know about him? Okay, let's see here. Let me think. You know, it's always, again, like when I was suggesting to, who was that? Was that Katie? Yeah. Some of the questions to open up to ask a guy when you're just kind of beyond like the third date. Okay, this is like two months in deep, you say. Okay. And hopefully, you know, this is an open person and you're getting to know this person and you like them a lot, sounds like. It's always cool to find out people what's inside of them. You don't want to freak them out too much because you don't want to turn them off by asking too deep of questions, still too early in the relationship. So maybe if you can keep it light, and if you're laughing or say something like, what's the worst lie you ever told? Did you get caught? That's always a good one. That you can find out that way if they cheated. A little heads up for you. Or whatever. It's always fun to, somebody may bring something up from their childhood that, you know, they did that was kind of funny. So it's always kind of fun. What's the worst lie you ever told? That's a good question. Let's see. What's your deepest regret? That's always a good question. What do you have any like really regrets? Is there something else you really wanted to do in life? Or is there something you wanted to study? Or what did you say to somebody that you think was really unnecessary that you kind of regret? Something like that. That's always a good one. What is there something you really regret that just, and again, you can approach these carefully. You don't have to just freak them out with these deep questions. I don't know. It's always fun to ask what somebody's first date was like. If they ever remember their first date. That was always kind of fun. Also, how do you deal with people you really don't like? That's a good question. That way you can find out if they have some kind of irrational appropriateness to their spirit, unless they just don't care and they're nasty. How do you handle people you don't like? Hopefully this person you're interested in is, you know, knows how to handle people they don't like. They're not phonies, truly, but they're honest people to a certain extent. Oh, here's a good question. I know this is a fun one. When you get to really know a guy, this freaks him out too. If you suddenly found yourself turned into a woman, how would you spend your day? Guys will look at you like, what? You're nuts. What are you talking about? How would I spend my day if I was a woman? Well, let's see. I'd get up really late and I'd have my favorite cappuccino and then I'd go to the spa and just see what he has to say. And then I go on a shopping spree. And then I go to the beach and meditate, play my favorite music. And then I call my girlfriend. And then I hope my boyfriend would take me out for this fabulous romantic dinner date. It'd be interesting to see what they'd say. They're probably, like I said, think you're nuts. But it's kind of a fun question to see how they view women and how women live and think. It's always a cool thing. And lay these questions on the guy when you know them well, by the way. You know, it's always fun to talk about sex sometimes. This is after you've gotten to know them and had sex with them. This is after a while. What turns you on? What turns you off? What things really do turn you on and turn you off? Sometimes guys won't tell you for a while. I mean, everything turns guys on, but I mean, not everything. You know, get to know them. Have you ever cheated on your partner? Did this person ever find out, and what happened? Those are always fun to ask when you really get to know someone and you're having a sexual relationship with them, because then you can open up and have light, hopefully light conversation, you know? All right, let's move on. This is Dr. Michelle with you. You are officially on the couch, by the way. We're having a free-for-all Friday, and I'm answering listeners' questions who emailed me and on the show on my email address, which is docmichelle@AOL.com, docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. And lots of subjects today. I hope I can cover all the emails. If you want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815 is the number. And we're moving into talking about, what is this? Self-forgiveness. Dear Dr. Michelle, I've done some stupid things in the past, like saying harmful things when I was drunk, breaking up with and lying to men, cheating on boyfriends, and being jealous and mean to other girlfriends. I am 26 years old and have been single for a while, trying to figure out why I do these things and why I'm so hurtful to other people. Been in therapy for a short while. Good. And need to figure out how to forgive myself for being such a horrible person. I feel so guilty for hurting these men and girlfriends. Many of them don't want to talk to me anymore, even when I've tried to apologize. How can I forgive myself? Well, it's difficult sometimes. You have to stop beating yourself up because it makes you sick. And look, you got to accept yourself as a human who has faults and makes mistakes. You screwed up. You were mean and nasty. That's, you know, you admitted it at least. That's cool. You know, you got to let go of self-anger. Are you angry at yourself? Sound like you're kind of angry at yourself for your failures and mistakes and all that. You got to just let go of that old stuff and stop beating yourself up. Because if you don't forgive yourself, unresolved suffering from self-destructive behaviors can happen. You can continue to do this. You beat yourself up. You can seek revenge and paybacks towards yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can start really doing self-destructive things, which are stupid. Getting in bad relationships, continuing to drink. Sounds like you have a little bit of a drinking problem, but you said you don't do that anymore. So that's good. Self-blaming, self-hatred doesn't help you. Doesn't help you. Negativity and pessimism. These are all the things that happen when you can't forgive yourself. You don't love yourself anymore. You have angry outbursts. You're not respectful to yourself. You get the idea. Self-pitying. I'm a pity partner. That was so bad, and I feel so bad. Just stop. You know, you can get depressed. You can just kind of trust in your goodness. So here's what you got to try to do. Let go of the past. You done it. You're not going to do it again, are you? Hopefully not. You've learned. You're not going to be nasty to other people and lie and cheat. And why'd you have to do that anyway? Why'd you have to do that? Go look at that. Your therapist will help you work that out. You said you're going to therapy now, which is great. Take a look at why you had to hurt other people. What were you getting out of it? Were you really hurt by someone when you were growing up? Who betrayed you? What's the anger? What's the passive aggressive? What's the aggressive? Who betrayed you to where you have to do that to other people? What is your frustration and lack of control all about within you? That's why you had to hurt and lie. And cheat and be nasty to other people. Guys, ooh, I'm getting away with something. I can lie and cheat. You know, what's up with that? So think about all those things. You know, work out your self-anger. You know, just chill a little bit. So let your therapist help you with some of those things. Write down some stuff if you want to develop self-forgiveness. In order to increase your ability to forgive yourself, you need to recognize what this behavior involves. Like, what do you mean by self-forgiveness? Have you ever forgiven yourself before? How did it feel? Right? So, what beliefs block your ability to forgive yourself? And what do you need to do to change these beliefs? Okay? And when you have a better picture of what's involved in forgiving yourself, then you're ready to work on a specific failure, like a mistake or error. Like you said, you cheated, whatever. You know, just change. Don't do it anymore. You know the pain it causes other people. Just get with it. And there's lots of things. Your therapist can give you the self-forgiveness mirror script, right? You look in the mirror and you forgive yourself. And you're a human being. You make mistakes and errors and all that stuff. And if you have a spiritual background, hand things over to the higher power, too. And say you're going to really work to be moral and nice and good and kind. Just be the kind of person you want others to be to you. Because you know it hurts, don't you? Because you've been there. And I don't know who hurt you before, but that's what I'm saying. All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you. We're moving on. And if you want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. And I'm reading listeners' emails today. This is a free-for-all Friday. I had a whole slew build up, and so I thought, let's get to it and work on what's going on with some people out there. Maybe I can help you answer some of your questions. This is, by the way, not a therapeutic relationship, but it's just for advice, a little entertainment, hopefully, suggestions, things like that. You know, it's sort of kind of good. So let's move on. I have some really great questions here. All right, here we go. Let's do this one. Dr. Michelle, I cut all contact with my ex-boyfriend who broke up with me for reasons only known to him. But he asked me when I was ready to contact him because, above all, our friendship to him was the most important thing. I sort of feel ready to talk to him again. I miss the friendship. So I started with just a text, which he replied to. But he said, are you allowed to talk to me? I don't want to mess up your mojo. How old is this guy? I don't want to mess up your mojo, baby. I have no idea what that meant. But I told him it was okay. I was okay. Sometimes he's unresponsive, and as his girlfriend, I could always nag him about it. All right, let's see. Is he being unresponsive because of our situation? I thought this was what he wanted. He's stayed friends with another girl he got involved with and then broke up with. I'm so confused. Should I, on one hand, just stay away? It will hurt no longer to have him in my life. All I wanted to do was open the doors again to be his friend. Do you think he wants to close them? I'm moving on with my life and trying new things. And I'm a lot more attuned with myself than when we were together. I don't know how to act here. Okay. No, I respect that. I don't have a name, but let's just call you Laura. Laura, he wouldn't, you said he broke up with you for reasons only known to him. What does that mean? I guess he didn't tell you. He just broke up with you. So it's really good to have a communicative person who wants to break up with you to say why they're breaking up with you. I'm not happy. I need space. That's always a good one. I need to date more women. I want to get out and I got somebody else in my life. But the fact that he didn't share that with you and just broke up with you tells me that he's really immature and he can't communicate. You say he really wants to be friends with you. Above all, he wants to be friends. Well, I don't know how long ago this happened, but I think we need some cooling off time. You see, when we get hurt by someone and they want to be friends right away, that's not good. Not good. Forgiven. Okay, let's be friends. Doesn't work like that. So I think that's just kind of shallow on his part. He didn't communicate to you why he was breaking up. Apparently, he didn't have the chutzpah to tell you what was going on or, you know, the communicative skills. And that's fine. That's good. That's cool. But I think you should just not worry about it. A guy who texts you, are you allowed to talk to me? I don't want to mess up your mojo. What do you mean, are you allowed to talk to me? Who's your mommy? Is your mommy telling you can't talk to him? You sound like a grown woman here. And he doesn't want to mess up your mojo because he knows he hurt you. So he knows he's... It's your deal, girl. If you want to communicate with this guy who can't communicate, then so be it. Go for it. I think you should continue to move on with your life and close the door on him. Doesn't sound to me like you need to have a friend like him. You know, if a lot of time passes and, you act really together and you want to be friends with him, that's cool. But it still sounds like an open wound. It sounds like he's pretty immature. So that's my advice to you. I would just suggest you do it that way. All righty. We got Kevin. Kevin, dear Dr. Michelle, it's been almost 6 months since I broke up with my GF. She was my first, and I wanted her to be my last too. Well, okay. We were together for 2 years and 2 months, to be exact. I loved her more than anything or anyone in the world. I wanted to marry her as soon as we finished our studies. Okay, so you guys have been together since you were in college, I guess. The reason I broke up with her was because she was very rude to me. For almost 2 years, she made me cry almost every day. She was angry and critical. In the beginning of our relationship, she also cheated on me, but I loved her too much to break up with her. Mm-hmm. I was also her shoulder to cry on whenever she would be sad or upset. I was her stress buster. She would yell at me, call me stuff, and insult me. I didn't take any offense as I loved her unconditionally, and I was always there for her. She would say stuff like, no other guy would ever stick with her even for a month. You think? And that she was the luckiest girl to have a guy like me. But before you know it, I was being yelled at again. Everyone, including my parents, wanted me to break up with her so badly because they couldn't see me get upset every day. I literally begged her to treat me right, and I gave her a lot. Okay. Since I broke up, I've tried so hard to let her go, but I'm just not able to. She was the biggest part of my life. I try to find, in some way, how I can get her out of my heart. What can I do? I'm losing my mind, and I don't know if I can fall in love again. Here's the thing, guy, Kevin. Darling, this girl made you almost cry every day. She called you names and then said she couldn't stay. No guys would be with her for a month? Come on. You hung on to her for exactly 2 years and 2 months? Guy, you got to get a little more self-esteem and pick somebody who's not going to be yelling at you and talking down to you and treating you like crap. She cheated on you? And then she ridicules you and is nasty to you? And you always stick with her and love her unconditionally. I think there needs to be some conditions to relationships. You know, if you yell at me every day, and if you cheat on me, those are deal breakers. I'm gone. I'm not going to stick around. Find out, Kevin, why you wanted to act like a little puppy and a caregiver in this relationship. No offense, but you got to, like, back off from this girl, get her out of your heart, and get some healthier girls. Talk to somebody maybe who can help you out to understand why you really wanted to give yourself such a hard time for so long, why you think you deserve to be abused by someone like that. All right? Hopefully that'll help. All right, we got a call, and let's see. You're on the line with Dr. Michelle. Good afternoon. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's interesting that you're talking about rage and things because I have certain rage issues, and this is something that I'm not used to doing, which is kind of strange. I just find myself very angry these days.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it these days or a lot or forever or what?
Well, I would say it's been past couple of years.
Okay.
And I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just take your time and enjoy.
Call.
That's okay.
Radio stations.
That's fine, Jeff. I'm here for you. So, what came into your life in the last couple of years that has made you feel out of control or angry? What's come up in those last 2 years?
Well, I have a lot of family issues.
Okay.
My parents are getting older, and I have to take care of them. And there's a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. Family and my girlfriend and my friends, they've just noticed a change in me over the past, the past 2 years.
Yeah.
My dad just said to me, you know, what are you so angry for? You know? So.
Yeah, he's noticing it too.
We'll get into these huge arguments, and I'll see red, and I'll just explode.
Oh.
And I don't have any mechanism to control it. Mm-hmm, I get very angry, very upset, and I'm frustrated, and I just don't have any outlet to deal with that.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do.
Okay. Here's the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Have you been so this is like the last 2 years you've had this really severe problem with, you know, you don't have an outlet. So before that you really didn't have much of an anger problem, is what you're saying?
Well, I don't really remember. I mean, I can only tell you what people have told me, what my family has told me.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's that?
You know, everyone seems to think that something's going on with me because I just get I'll just escalate up to a point where I just get so upset, so angry that I'll start throwing things. I broke a vase in my mom's house and my parents' house, and they were very upset about that. I bought them a new one, and I apologized. I mean, it's silly. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Well,
but
you know,
I just get to a point. Yeah. I just blow up.
Yeah,
and
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how to control it.
Well, it sounds like you feel out of control. I mean, here's the thing. It sounds like a lot of stress came into your life about 2 years ago. A lot of things started happening that you can identify. And you said your parents are getting older. It sounds like you have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders now, right?
Yes,
So do you have any brothers or sisters who can help you out, siblings who can help you out with this? Maybe to take responsibility for your parents as well?
Not really. I mean, I have a sister and I have a brother, but they basically have washed their hands of, they live in different cities.
Yeah.
And I I'm the closest one.
Mm.
I live in Newport Beach and I just, you know, I'm the closest one to my family. So
I
have to take that.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend has been, she's noticed the change in me.
Yeah.
And she basically says, you know, Jeff, you gotta handle this. You're getting crazy. You're getting crazy. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I get angry.
Sure.
Have you ever? I get destructive.
Well, sure. So you know that you have a lot of stress, and this is how you respond. Who in your family modeled that behavior to you? Who in your family used to rage or show you that it was okay to blow up and throw things and break things and stuff like that? Anybody?
I can't think.
All right.
I can't think of anybody in my family. My father's always been a very controlled man.
Yeah. Was he a control freak?
He'd get upset occasionally as I was growing up. He'd get upset, but I can't think.
Okay.
I don't know. I never thought of it that way.
Was he controlling? Was he a control freak?
I don't know whether he was a control freak. He liked things the way he liked it, and you know, I don't know. He liked. I guess you could say that he was a control freak.
Yeah, because the only reason I'm asking that is sometimes what happens is as adults, when how old are you, by the way? I'm just getting a feel.
I'm 35.
Here. Okay,
I'm 35.
You're a young guy. Sometimes in as young adults. Right, into adulthood, sometimes we start after, you know, suppressing a lot of our feelings and stuff because we do grow up with controlling people. You know, we have a lot of anger. We have a lot of anger and frustration because we need to control our own lives. And here's what's happening. Sounds like you're a good guy. I mean, you're a good guy. You take care of your parents. They're getting older. And your girlfriend is, you have a nice girlfriend you've been with for a while, which is awesome. And
I've been with her for three years.
That's awesome. You're the responsible one in the family. You know, your brother and sister are kind of washing their hands. They're like, they've got their life. So a lot of stuff has fallen on your shoulders. And it sounds like to me, you're working hard. You're trying to keep everything even. Your girlfriend's noticing. You know, you're starting to break a little bit. And it's really hitting you harder and harder. It's not good for your health. You know, so here's the thing. You've got to know how to manage your anger and just know that this is manageable and that, first of all, you don't have control over everything. You see? You don't. You can try to get control over everything, but you can't. You can do the best you can do, right? And are you showing anger towards your girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to make the relationship, which you don't want to. You're going to make the relationship worse. She's going to start moving away from you or arguing with you. And that's going to be more stress in your life. So you got to get a handle on this. If you're arguing with your father and you got just a lot of anger, you should have a lot of stress in your life. Doesn't sound like you have this, rageaholic personality who's always been doing that. It just sounds to me like you're just done with, and you're trying to control everybody and everything. Things are falling apart. It sounds like you're a good guy,
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that, but my mother really pisses me off.
Okay.
She's always telling me what to do, how to live my life, what I need to be doing with my life. And that really angers me because I'm doing fine.
Oh yeah.
I just, mm-hmm. She starts this rant, and she starts getting on my case and mm-hmm. I just see red.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Sounds like you have two controlling parents.
How can I control that?
Well,
that,
know what you can do is you're an adult man now, so your mother can't really, if she's unhappy with your life and what you do, and you tell me that you're working and you have a successful relationship with a nice lady, pretty nice lady?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been with her for 3 years.
Yeah. So you can maintain a decent relationship. You love this lady, and you sounds like you're a good guy. You try to help your parents. You got a job. You're making, a living, right?
Right.
Okay, yep. You're doing all the things you need to do. You need to take care of yourself. So if our parents, we're 35 and our parents are telling us they're not happy with how we're living our lives and what we're doing, and we are really high-functioning people, which you sound like you are, that's their stuff, and bless them, and you can't let them get to you. When you're younger and a little kid, if you're a slob or a drug addict or you're not going to be contributing to society in any great way, or you have self-destructive habits or relationships that are bad, then, your parents can come in or family members and say, whoa, like those rehab shows, you're messing up your life and all this. It just sounds to me like you have some controlling parents there. Your mother pisses you off. She pushes your buttons. And you're a man. You have your own life. Don't let her. Get you crazy. Just calmly talk to her. Try to calmly talk to her. Communicate. If she starts getting off and Mom, I'm so sorry you feel that way. And I really have to go. You got your food for the week. You got everything you need. I do have to go. I'm so sorry. You need to draw boundaries. Sounds like there's a lot of boundary issues. But you need to take care of yourself. You cannot allow, if you're doing fine in your life, you get to control your head and enjoy your life with your lady. And try to make the best of your relationship with your parents. If they're giving you a hard time still and have always been controlling, you know that. They can't control you anymore. You're a man. You're 35.
But what am I supposed to do? When she's angry and she's raging she's upset? What am I supposed to just walk away?
No. You just calm down. You breathe deeply and you calm down. You let her talk and you just go, Mom, I'm so sorry you feel that way, but I am an adult man and I think I like my life pretty well, and I'm sorry I've disappointed you. And I can't really talk about this right now, Mom. I've got things to do, but I love you. And go ahead and talk if you need to, but I'm sorry you don't feel really happy about me as a son. Don't argue with her. She's got her mindset. She's always been like that, it sounds like. So you got to relax. You got to just let her talk, not let her – just relax. You got a life.
Well, she's got health issues.
Right, but still, I'm sorry.
She's got problems.
She sounds like she's angry and frustrated. But putting that stuff on you still is not fair. Don't allow her. If you understand all these things, that she has health issues and she has some problems going on, then you can have a little more compassion and you don't have to get so angry. You can say, I'm so sorry you feel this way. Look, I'm sorry you're having a rough day, pain-wise or whatever. And I love you and, take good care. Don't argue. Just don't engage. See, you can, as a logical man, realize that she's got problems and have compassion, and you don't have to let her beat you up verbally and get all responsive to it. Just let her say what she says and then draw the boundaries and go, I'm sorry. If you go over there and her and your father are controlling and raging and whatever they do, I don't know, they control, you said, then just don't engage them. It'll make them sicker too. You tell them, say, I've been, reading that anger and fighting and rage is really bad for your health. I love you both. I'm sorry you're so upset with me, but I gotta go and I'm not gonna go there with you. What can I do to help you? Can I get you some food? Do you want me to go to the pharmacy for you and get your meds? You need a ride to the doctors? Whatever, that's fine. But I'm not willing to engage in the anger anymore because I'm sorry, you're sad and upset with how I live my life. You sound like a good boy.
Yeah, but they bring up the past.
It doesn't matter.
The crap that I did in the
past.
Doesn't
matter. Doesn't matter. You're a different person now. You're a good man. Right?
Yeah, I am. How can I deal with that when they're doing this all the time?
Like I said.
How can just shut it off.
You did stuff in the past. So what? Like, did you hear me talk to Katie earlier about forgiving herself? How can I forgive myself? She did some things in the past. And you got to just forgive yourself and know we all screw up. I mean, were you a difficult adolescent?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, you gave him a rough time. So you're a man now and you're productive. You just keep pointing that out. Doesn't matter what happened in the past. You know who you were in the past. You know you were a rowdy guy, difficult teen, and caused some
heartache. Well, they blame me for a lot of things that they had to go through.
Right. Well, they may have, and that's I'm sorry to hear that. What did you harm them anyway physically?
No.
Did you end up in jail? Did they have to?
I got involved with drugs. Yeah. And it was a bad scene, and I had to go through rehab, and it was a tough scene, and they had to pay for it, and that's why I feel guilty.
Yeah, I know.
I feel guilty.
I get it, but you're sober now, right?
Yes.
You go into programs still? You're just staying on top of everything?
Yep, staying on top.
Yeah, good. You're 35.
I'm sober for 10 years.
Good for you. See, you know, here's the thing, and this is what you say. I'm on top of everything. I know that I had a problem, and I'm so sorry you had to bail me out of, you know, not jail. You never went to jail, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So sorry you had to pay for my rehab, but you know what? I'm so much better, and I thank you guys so much for being wonderful, and I've got my stuff under control, and I'm working. I got a great job, and I got a great lady, and please don't worry about me because I'm fine, and I'm so sorry I caused you pain. You know, we all screw up. We all do stupid things, but now you're doing the right thing, right? You'll never fall back into that again. You'll never fall back into that. If you have a relapse, we have relapses sometimes. So you've been 10 years sober. You're doing great. Keep it up. Keep going to program. Keep going to whoever's, you know, you got a great lady. You got to just don't worry about what they're saying. You know, you're an adult man. Move on with your life. Communicate with them like they are adults with their own feelings. They get their own feelings. They get their own anger. Don't let anybody trigger you to screwing up your health. Releasing the cortisol and having your immune system be blown out, get your blood pressure up and all that stuff. Don't need it. So breathe deeply. Try to relax as much as you can.
Okay.
Not heavy on the radio. Breathe deeply on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, just try to when you start to get angry, say, I am not going to give anybody the power to get me so pissed and angry to where I'm seeing red. You know?
I'm not going to let anyone give me the power. Okay.
I am not going to let anyone give me the power. I am not going to give anyone else the power to get me crazy and mess up my health. Remind yourself that getting angry is not going to fix anything. You're not going to feel better. It'll actually make you feel worse. You know, have you heard all those studies? Right. They used to think that, you know, letting it all hang out and banging things and punching things and screaming was great. You know, all that therapy, what was in the 60s or 70s? I don't remember.
Right.
They used to use the batakas and all this. Letting it rip with anger actually escalates anger and aggression. Does nothing to help you. You know, it just encourages more of that kind of behavior. So it's a great release. You get the endorphins and then you come down. But then you get addicted to getting angry. So, you know, you don't. Just know that this is unhealthy for you, and you want to keep your relationship with your lady. You don't want to come off like a jerk at work, right? You want to be a cool guy, and it's not going to fix anything.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I would go see somebody who could help you out with your anger, too. Get somebody who specializes in cognitive behavioral anger, so, you know, therapy, who works on anger, because that way you can do some tools and work through it. You know, just you'll learn how to communicate better. You'll learn how to lighten up a little bit. You know, you don't
the
have
old
to,
habits.
I know.
Look at the old habits look attractive.
I know. Just
it's a constant struggle.
I know. But just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Do things to make you enjoy things. Start not thinking the whole world isn't on your shoulders. You don't have to control everything. Try to find some other sources to give you help too. Maybe you can hire a caregiver or have your parents' insurance, you know, help with a caregiver for you. And you spend more time with your girlfriend talking and communicating, you know? Just my ideas. All right?
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Okay,
I hope
doctor.
I helped you.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got
it. I love
it.
Your show, and I discovered it on the internet.
Well, good.
It's great. I really appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Take good care of yourself. Good luck to you.
Thanks, doctor.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, what a cool guy. Tough thing to deal with. But hopefully I helped him. Hey, this is Dr. Michelle. It's about time for me to go. Yeah, gotta go. I thank you for being on the couch with me today in our free-for-all Friday, answering emails. If you want to email me, I'll get your question on the air and try to help you out. And this is not a therapeutic relationship, just some advice and entertainment, too. You can email me at docmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle@aol.com. And I'll share your stuff on the air if you want and maybe help you out. All right, stay tuned. More great shows coming up for you here on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle, and you've been on the couch with me. As I always say, take care of yourself first. See? You see? Jeff, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, okay? All right, bye-bye. Talk to you next week.
Got you on my mind again tonight. I see you flashing red.